Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared. I am Charlene, your hostess, and flock leader of Personal Devotion Assembly Care. Thank you for listening to this religious education radio talk show, where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds captured of entertainers and marketplace venues. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible for our Bible study. If you choose, please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not a preacher with a certificate. Today's Bible study lesson will be from the book of Job, beginning with chapter 14, verse 17. The book of Job, chapter 14, verse 17. The new Monday show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth, and from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. The new Monday show calls him Jesus. Other faith believers may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. The new Monday show believes in the Holy Trinity of God and the promise of his return. Our social calendar events and announcements. I would just like to take this moment to thank everyone for their kind words or the condolences and their assistance with the recent passing of my maternal grandmother. She died on October the 1st. And today is also my mother's birthday. So I'd like to wish her a happy birthday as well. My daughter just had a birthday last week as well, so it's been a pretty busy month thus far for me and my family. This is a broadcast on Tuesday, October the 11th versus October the 10th. So yesterday was Tanya Tucker and Ben Vereen's birthday. We remember Russell Means and Solomon Burke. Today we remember John Red Fox Sanford and Yom Kippur begins at sundown. Miss George Johnson, Zach Galifianakis, and rapper MC Light's birthday. Wednesday is Dick Gregory's and Hugh Jackman's birthday. Thursday is Ashanti, Shirley Caesar, Tisha Campbell Martin, Sasha Baron Cohen's birthday, and we remember Gary Collins. Friday, in theaters, Inferno, The Accountant, and What Now? And it's Lourdes Neal's and Usher's birthday. Saturday is the end of National Hispanic Heritage Month. And it's Eric Benet, Genuine, Keisha Cole, and Penny Marshall's birthday. Remember Penny Marshall from Laverne and Shirley? She's also now a director. I don't know if she still produces and directs. Sunday is Sweetest Day. And it's Kids Festival in New York City. For good deeds, we have Oprah Winfrey, who gave or donated $20 million towards the new African American and Culture Museum in the District of Columbia. Now, in our prayer box, we have all of the current natural weather victims from Florida. Well, let's start with Haiti, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. For personal direction or group prayer, please email me at personaldevotion@familybondingportal.com. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and/or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale. Exhale out all the negativity of yesterday or of what you may have to do today or this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in the Holy Trinity of God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of my ministry and this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from the purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation. And Lord, I just like to once again thank you for allowing such a strong but yet meek soul of my maternal grandmother to be a part of my upbringing, a part of who I am as a woman, as of who I am in my services of helping others and my ministries. And I pray for my family during this time of healing that we need. My soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, include the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. New listening members, do not read ahead of our scripture lesson episode. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Job, beginning with verse 17 of chapter 14. Faith believers, ready, let's begin our read-along. My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sawest up mine iniquity. And surely the mountain falling cometh to naught, and the rock is removed out of his place. The waters wear the stones. Thou washest away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth, and thou destroyest the hope of man. Thou prevailest forever against him, and he passeth. Thou changest his countenance, and sendeth him away. His sons come to honor, and he knoweth it not. And they are brought low, but he perceiveth it not of them. But his flesh upon him shall have pain, and his soul within him shall mourn. Continuing with chapter 15, verse 1. Then answered Eliphaz the Temanite, and said, Should a wise man utter vain knowledge, and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk, or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? Yea, thou castest off fear, and restraineth prayer before God. For thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against thee. Art thou the first man that was born? Or was thou made before the hills? Hast thou heard the secret of God? And dost thou restrain wisdom to thyself? What knowest thou that we know not? What understandest thou which is not in us? With us are both the gray-headed and very aged men, much elder than thy father. Are the consolations of God small with thee? Is there any secret thing with thee? Why doth thine heart carry thee away? And what do thy eyes wink at, that thou turneth thy spirit against God, and lettest such words go out of thy mouth? What is man, that he should be clean, and he which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous? Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water? I will shew thee. Hear me, and that which I have seen, I will declare. Which wise men have told from their fathers, and have not hid it? And to whom alone the earth was given, and no stranger passed among them, the wicked man travaileth with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden to the oppressor. A dreadful sound is in his ears. In prosperity, the destroyer shall come upon him. He believeth not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for of the sword. He wandereth abroad for bread, saying, Where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him as a king ready to the battle. For he stretcheth out his hand against God, and strengtheneth himself against the Almighty. He runneth upon him, even on his neck, upon the thick bosses of his bucklers, because he covereth his face with his fatness, and maketh collops of fat on his flanks. And he dwelleth in desolate cities, and in houses which no man inhabiteth, which are ready to become heaps. He shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he prolong the perfection thereof upon the earth. He shall not depart out of darkness. The flame shall dry up his branches, and by the breath of his mouth shall he go away. Let not him that is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. It shall be accomplished before his time, and his branch shall not be green. He shall shake off his unripe grape as the vine, and shall cast off his flower as the olive. For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate. And fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery. They conceive mischief and bring forth vanity, and their belly prepareth deceit. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are ye all. Shall vain words have an end? Or what emboldeneth thee that thou answerest? I also could speak as ye do. If your soul were in my soul's stead, I could heap up words against you and shake mine head at you. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the moving of my lips should assuage your grief. Though I speak, my grief is not assuaged. And though I forbear, what am I eased? But now, he hath made me weary. Thou hast made desolate all my company. And thou hast filled me with wrinkles, which is a witness against me. And my leanness rising up in me beareth witness to my face. He teareth me in his wrath. Who hateth me? He gnasheth upon me with his teeth. Mine enemy sharpeneth his eyes upon me. They have gaped upon me with their mouth. They have smitten me upon the cheek reproachfully. They have gathered themselves together against me. God hath delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over to the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, but he hath broken me asunder. He hath also taken me by my neck and shaketh me to pieces and set me up for his mark. His archers compass me around about. He cleaveth my reins asunder and doth not spare. He poureth out my gall upon the ground. He breaketh me with breach upon breach. He runneth upon me like a giant. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin and defiled my horn in the dust. My face is foul with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. Not for any injustice in mine hands, also my prayer is purer. O earth, cover not thou my blood, and let my cry have no place. Also now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. My friends scorn me, but mine eye poureth out tears unto God. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God, as a man pleadeth for his neighbor. When a few years are come, then I shall go the way whence I shall not return. Chapter 17, verse 1. My breath is corrupt. My days are extinct. The graves are ready for me. Are there not mockers with me? And doth not mine eye continue in their provocation? Lay down now. Put me in a surety with thee. Who is he that will strike hands with me? For thou hast hid their heart from understanding. Therefore shalt thou not exalt them. He that speaketh flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail. He hath made me also a byword of the people. And aforetime I was as a tabret. Mine eye also is dim by reason of sorrow, and all my members are as a shadow. Upright men shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. The righteous also shall hold on his way and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. But as for you all, do ye return and come now? For I cannot find one wise man among you. My days are past. My purposes are broken off. Even the thoughts of my heart, they change the night into day. The light is short because of darkness. If I wait, the grave is mine house. I have made my bed in the darkness. I have said to corruption, thou art my father. To the worm, thou art my mother and my sister. And where is now my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it? They shall go down to the bars of the pit when our rest together is in the dust. Chapter 18, verse 1. Answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, how long will it be ere ye make an end of words? Mark, and afterwards we will speak. Wherefore are we counted as beasts and reputed vile in your sight? He teareth himself in his anger. Shall the earth be forsaken for thee? And shall the rock be removed out of his place? Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. The steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walketh upon a snare. The gin shall take him by the heel, and the robber shall prevail against him. The snare is laid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, and shall drive him to his feet. His strength shall be hunger bitten, and destruction shall be ready at his side. It shall devour the strength of his skin. Even the firstborn of death shall devour his strength. His confidence shall be rooted out of his tabernacle, and it shall bring him to the king of terrors. It shall dwell in his tabernacle because it is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. His roots shall be dried up beneath thee. And above shall his branch be cut off. His remembrance shall perish from the earth. And he shall have no name in the street. He shall be driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. He shall neither have son nor nephew among his people, nor any remaining in his dwellings. They that come after him shall be astonished at his day, as they that went before were affrighted. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him that knoweth not God. Chapter 19, verse 1. Then Job answered and said, how long will ye vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times have ye reproached me. Ye are not ashamed that ye make yourselves strange to me. And be it indeed that I have erred, mine error remaineth with myself. If indeed ye will magnify yourselves against me and plead against me my reproach, know now that God hath overthrown me and hath compassed me with his net. Behold, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He hath fenced me up my way that I cannot pass, and he hath set darkness in my paths. He hath stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He hath destroyed me on every side, and I am gone. And my hope he removed like a tree. He hath also kindled his wrath against me, and he counteth me unto him as one of his enemies. His troops come together and raise up their way against me, and encamp around about my tabernacle. He hath put my brethren far from me, and mine acquaintance are verily estranged from me. My kinsfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. They that dwell in mine house and my maids count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of mine own body. Yea, young children despise me. I arose, and they spake against me. All my inward friends abhorred me, and they whom I loved are turned against me. My clone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh? And our last verse, chapter 19, verse 23. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. Continuing, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me, but ye should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me. Be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishments of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time we'll continue with chapter 20, verse 1. This broadcast, this has been your hostess. I thank you again for participating at the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at CharleneStevens.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements and personal devotion themes. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. This broadcast provided by God in Christ Purpose Assembly. Now amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do. And the God of peace shall be with you.